Mr. President, let me extend a warm welcome to the delegation of Solomon Islands and wish them a successful review session. Egypt commends the efforts exerted by the government of Solomon Islands in implementing the 112 recommendations out of 115 they received in the first UPR cycle in 2011, and the commitment by the government to the promotion and protection of human rights for its citizens. We recognize the extensive legislative and institutional measures adopted by the government in the field of protection of women, children, older persons, persons with disabilities, and minority groups. We are also encouraged by the establishment of the National Human Rights Institution in January 2012, the development of a national action plan against human trafficking to cover the period from 2015 till 2020, and the establishment of the community-based rehabilitation unit to promote the rights of persons with disabilities at community level. Egypt recommends the following for the kind consideration of the government of Solomon Islands. One, to consider developing a broad program on human rights, which includes training and capacity building for the public sector. Two, to further strengthen its measures to combat all forms of trafficking in persons and protecting and rehabilitating its victims. I thank you.